Welcome, everyone, to the PwC podcast.
Great to be here.
You know, it feels like life is throwing curveballs left and right these days, doesn't it? Just a lot of uncertainty swirling around for so many people.
It really does. It feels like navigating fog sometimes.
Exactly. So for this deep dive, we thought, let's turn to a source of, well, really ancient but timeless wisdom, the Book of Proverbs.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. A classic for a reason.
Right. We want to explore how it offers some solid guidance, like practical, spirit-led insights we can actually use in our everyday lives, especially now.
Yeah, it's not just abstract philosophy. It's very much about the how-to of living wisely, grounded advice.
Okay, so let's maybe start the foundation. Proverbs 1.7, it says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge." What does that actually mean for us, practically speaking? That word fear can sound a bit intimidating.
That's a really common reaction, you know. But in this context, fear isn't about cowering or being terrified. It's much more about profound respect, awe even.
Okay, respect and awe.
Yeah, it's about recognizing God's ultimate wisdom, his authority, his perspective that's so much bigger than ours. It means approaching life with humility.
Humility, saying, I don't have all the answers.
Exactly. Trusting that he sees the bigger picture. So this fear, this reverence, it's the starting point.
Yeah.
It shifts us away from thinking we know best about everything.
That makes sense. It's like orienting yourself correctly before you even try to figure things out. A posture shift.
Precisely. It sets the stage for receiving actual knowledge and wisdom rather than just, you know, human opinion or limited understanding.
That leads really nicely into another core proverb, Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your paths straight.
Ah, yes. Such a powerful promise there.
It really is. Especially when, like we said, things feel overwhelming or confusing. How do we actively do that?
Yeah.
Trusting with all your heart, not leaning on your own smarts.
Well, it's a conscious choice, isn't it? When we feel that urge to just figure it all out ourselves, to control everything, this verse calls us to pause.
Pause and redirect that trust.
Redirect it. To intentionally rely on God's guidance, even when, maybe especially when, our own logic doesn't see a clear path. That submitting in all your ways part means bringing everything to him, not just the big stuff.
Your work, your family, your finances, the small daily decisions.
All of it. And the promise is huge. He will make your path straight. He directs us, clears the fog when we yield to him. It's about letting go of that that desperate need for control.
Letting go, that's hard but freeing, I guess. It's finding peace in that reliance.
It really can be.
You know, thinking about finding that peace and direction, this seems like a good moment to mention. If folks are looking for a community exploring these kinds of principles, check us out at PWC. That's Pittsford Wesleyan Church, a great place to connect.
Definitely. Community is so important for living this out.
Okay, so moving on. Proverbs 4.23 says, "Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it." In today's world, with just constant input, social media, news, everything, how do we practically guard our hearts and minds?
That verse feels incredibly relevant, doesn't it? It's pointing to the core of our being, our thoughts, emotions, desires. Everything flows from there.
So guarding it is, like, crucial.
Absolutely crucial. Think about it like a wellspring. If the source is polluted, everything that flows out will be affected. Guarding your heart means being intentional about what you allow in.
What you watch, what you listen to, the conversations you engage in.
Exactly. The ideas you dwell on, are they life-giving? Are they true? Are they helpful? It's not about, you know, isolating yourself completely, but about discernment.
Hmm.
Being wise gatekeepers of our inner world.
Wise gatekeepers. I like that because what we let in really does shape our attitudes, how we treat people, the choices we make down the line.
It has a massive impact. It determines the flow of our lives, just like the proverb says.
Okay, shifting gears a bit to how we interact with others. Proverbs 15.1 gives such simple yet profound advice. A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger.
So that's saved me a few times.
Ah, I bet. It sounds simple, but in the heat of the moment, how do we actually apply that when someone comes at you harshly?
It takes practice, for sure. And maybe that pause we talked about earlier, it's about choosing your response instead of just reacting.
Choosing gentleness, even when your first instinct might be defensiveness or anger.
Right. And the proverb highlights the power in that choice.
Mm-hmm.
A gentle, calm response can literally de-escalate a situation. It can diffuse the anger. whereas snapping back.
This pours fuel on the fire.
Exactly. It stirs things up. So this is incredibly practical wisdom for relationships at home, at work, anywhere. It shows how choosing wisdom impacts interactions directly.
It really does put the power back in your hands in a way. You control your response. Okay, one more key proverb for today. Proverbs 16.9. In their hearts, humans plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps.
Another one about that interplay between our effort and God's sovereignty.
Yeah, how do we find the balance? We're encouraged to plan, to think ahead, right?
Yeah.
But then it says the Lord directs our steps. How does that work?
Well, notice it doesn't say don't plan. Proverbs actually has a lot to say about diligence and foresight. So planning is good. It's human. We think about where we want to go.
Okay.
But then there's the reality check. God is ultimately the one guiding the journey. Our plans might be, well, just sketches. His direction is the final blueprint.
So hold our plans loosely.
Loosely is a great way to put it. Be open to his redirection. Sometimes he closes doors we thought were wide open, or he opens paths we never even considered.
And that redirection might actually be a blessing we didn't see coming.
Often is. It requires trust, again, that his plan is ultimately better, even if it looks different from ours. It's that dance between our responsibility to plan and our faith to follow his lead.
That's a really helpful perspective. So we've touched on some powerful verses here. How can listeners start weaving this kind of wisdom into their actual lives, say, this week? What are some practical steps?
Great question. It needs to move from head knowledge to heart living, right? One really simple thing is to try reading one chapter of Proverbs a day. There are 31 chapters, perfect for a month.
Oh, that's manageable.
Very. Just let the wisdom wash over you. Another idea.
Mm.
Start your day with a really short prayer, just asking God for wisdom for the situations you'll face. Lord, help me be wise today.
Simple but powerful.
And maybe practice that pause we mentioned. Before reacting, especially in a tense conversation, just take a breath. Ask yourself, what's the wise response here? Maybe the gentle answer.
That takes intention. What about writing things down?
Yeah, definitely. If a particular proverb strikes you, jot it down. Maybe journal about how it applies to your life.
Mm-hmm.
And sharing it. Talk about what you're learning with a friend or family member. That helps solidify it.
So maybe the challenge for everyone listening is to pick just one of these proverbs we talked about today or one you read this week and consciously try to apply it. See what happens.
That's a fantastic challenge. Observe the results. Does trusting more bring peace? Does a gentle answer change a conversation?
And I think it's worth repeating. This isn't about suddenly becoming perfect advice givers or having all the answers ourselves.
Not at all.
It's about the journey, right?
Yeah.
It's about walking closely with God, the source of all wisdom, and learning to rely on his guidance, which he promises to give when we ask.
That truly is the heart of it all. It's relational. Wisdom flows from that relationship with him.
Well, this has been really insightful. Thank you for diving into Proverbs with us today.
My pleasure. It's always good to revisit this book.
We really hope these insights offer some encouragement and practical tools for navigating whatever you're facing this week. If this deep dive was helpful, maybe share it with someone else who could use a bit of wisdom right now.
Yeah, pass it on.
And again, if you'd like to connect further or join a community exploring faith, please check us out online or in person at PWC Pittsford Wesleyan Church.
We'd love to see you.
Thank you so much for listening to the PWC podcast. We hope you can join us this Sunday at 11 a.m.